Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Colleen Rickenbacker is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Colleen is a longtime member of our Brain Trust and our good friend. She is the author of Be On Your Best Business Behavior. You've heard me say that she is the conscience of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust. She sits upon my little shoulder. She sits upon my shoulder, I should say. She's the little conscience that sits up there, and every time I am about to make a wrong move at a dinner somewhere, you pick up the wrong fork or move my plate or whatever, that little conscience just pops up there and says, okay, Jim, I've taught you better than that. And anyway, she's helped us with that over the years, and she's here to talk to us about, because she's an expert in that area, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, how to behave, how to act. And boy, howdy, can I use some help in that area, as I'm constantly reminded. And she's here to talk to us about a lot of different things. Colleen Rickenbacker, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be back.
Good to have you back. And
how about a
2-day premature happy New Year? What do you think?
I love that. It's going to be a good year.
Let's have a good 2009 together. What do you think?
We need a good 2009, and it is going to be.
You know what it's going to be? 2009, Colleen, is going to be what we make it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
There's some years that you just literally show up January 1st. Don't shoot yourself in the foot. Open the doors. Let customers in. Get out of their way. Take their money. And just don't shoot yourself in the foot, and you're going to have a good year.
Exactly.
2009 is not going to be one of those years.
Nope.
2009 is going to be the year. Whatever 2009 becomes, it will be what we make it. What do you think about
right.
that?
I think it's excellent. My biggest thing this year is move on. Move on. So many of us this past year in 2008 have been stuck maybe out of a job or in a job we don't want to be in or a relationship, you know, more on a personal side, and we're all afraid to move on with the economy, with just the way life is right now. And fear, you know, can dominate whatever you do professionally and personally.
I'm afraid there's a lot of that out there right now, Colleen.
Exactly. And
I don't, in my career, I don't think I've ever felt the level of fear before. And my first recession was 1969. So I've been around a while, and I don't think I've ever seen the level of fear that we have right now.
Oh, I know. And it just, you know, from 69 and back into the 80s and then now. And people are just, they say, well, it's too late. I have to stay in this job. I'm too old, or I'm too this, or it's too much of a drastic change. I have to stay here. And I disagree. I think this is the year. I think people need to start, you know, looking for other people, go back to old acquaintances, you know, put different things in their lives and make sure that they can get to the level where they want to be this year. And I do. That's kind of my goal. Move on.
Well, and I'll tell you, that's excellent advice, Colleen, because I'll tell you another extension of that, another variation of that theme, is whatever you did in 2007 and whatever you did in 2008 isn't going to help you get through 2009.
Nope. Correct.
It's going to take some different thinking.
Yeah.
I think some small business owners are going to have to say, you know what? I have no shame this year. I have no ego this year.
Exactly.
I can do without this. I can do without that. And I'll tell you, Colleen, I've been harping on what I call the small business attitude for 2009. I've been talking about it now for about a month and a half or so. And here's the 2009 small business attitude. I'm going to win by surviving.
Yep. You need to make a plaque and put it over your desk. That's
exactly right. That's what I mean. I tell people every morning when you wake up and you look in the mirror, you need to say, I'm going to win by surviving. I'm saying, Colleen, that if on January 1st, 2010, if you're still in business and still making payroll, you've had a good year in 2009.
Yeah. Exactly.
And if you do better than that, great. If you can do better than that, great. But there's, in my opinion, in 2009, there's no shame in surviving.
I'm with you 1,000%. Oh, I do. And I think, too, that you need to look for people and opportunities that can help you with 2009 to get to that point. But don't wait for them to come to you. That's another thing. People just sit back and say, that's why I think your little win by surviving is excellent. You got to get out. You have to have the initiative. You can't, oh, woe is me. You know, this is happening. They cut us back 5%. They've done that. Who cares? Be happy you have a job. If you enjoy the job, make the best out of it. And get out. You know, get out. Meet new people. Maybe, you know, that you work with, you go to church with, whatever it might be. You've got to make those connections. And you, like you said, you got to overlook some of the things. Look for your best opportunity and survive. And just go out. That's why I keep going. Move on. Move on. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of people complaining. Just make the best and go with it. And, you know, it's up to you.
One of the things that I've always said is that, you know, Woody Allen said 80% of life is just showing up. And showing up for me, just showing up for me is what I call meeting the world halfway. The world is only never going to come more than halfway to you from where it is. You've got to go meet it halfway. But I think in 2009, we're going to have to go a little farther than halfway.
Yeah.
I think the world is going to be holding back a little bit on us, and we're going to have to go more than halfway. We're going to have to go and play in the on the other side of the 50-yard line a little bit more than maybe we would like to. And you know, here's my challenge, Colleen, and I haven't said this before, but I need to start talking about this. My challenge is, you know, I'm a pathological optimist. I'm Pollyanna. I play the glad game all the time, but I'm also a realist. And part of my job is to talk about reality on my show and in my writing, but I'm trying to be realistic without being negative.
Correct.
And I have to be honest with you. I have to be honest with you. If full disclosure, it's a challenge.
Yes, it is. Very tough.
And I think it's that way for everybody right now, don't you?
Oh, I agree. I just said so many of us, we're all in the same boat. We're all experiencing a lot of the same exact things. How we pull ourselves up, we're going to say, in two more days to make a difference and go in a different direction. But something else you said, too, is that we need to give back. You and I and many, many other people have been where we are for quite a long time.
Yep.
It's time we start giving back to help other people, too.
That's exactly right. That's absolutely true. And it could just be listening. Stand by. Yes. Quick break. Right back with our good friend, Colleen Rickenbacker. Her book is called Be On Your Best Business Behavior. Here's Foreigner to take us out. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and our knowledge base is askjim.biz, and my blog is jimsblog.biz. But if you go to the mothership, smallbusinessadvocate.com, you can find the blog and the knowledge base, all the things we do here, all the interviews that I've done for over a decade now in our 12th year are there in the categories, along with the articles, along with the Brain Trust members. Lots and lots of good information there, and a new website, pretty new, up the last couple of months. It's a lot of new stuff there, that new technology, new ways of using what we have. I hope you'll check that out. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which is we send it by email every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. You can actually see a sample of the newsletter, just so you can take a look at it before you subscribe. And it's all free, and we did it just for you. Colleen Rickenbacker is our guest. She's the author of Be On Your Best Business Behavior. Colleen, give us your website, please.
ColleenRickenbacker.com. It's ColleenRickenbacher.
All right, so check that out. And can they find your book there? And what else is there?
Yes, they can find my book there, and they can find my new book there.
Ooh, I don't have your new book.
I know you are. You will get it very shortly. It's Beyond Your Best Cultural Behavior.
Ooh.
How to deal in 33 other countries, either them coming to us or we go to them.
Well, now you got to come back another time, and we got to do that. We got to talk about that, because that's a really important issue.
Oh, it is. I mean, right now, everybody needs to be thinking globally.
We're in a global economy. And even though Americans are pretty darn near perfect, we're not quite perfect. And other, you know, and as long as everybody else thinks that they're kind of perfect, we have to learn how to be tolerant. I actually wrote a blog post recently, Colleen. The title of it is "How to Be Perfect and Tolerant at the Same Time."
Ooh.
How about that?
That's a challenge.
Yeah. And so, anyway, folks, you can find it there at jimsblog.biz. But, you know, how to be perfect and tolerant at the same time. It's a challenge, but that's something we got to do. Anyway, I want you to come back. Don't forget my autographed copy of that book, by the way.
Oh, no. I will pop it in the mail today to you.
Get that out to me right away. Okay, we're talking about dealing with 2009. One of the things, you know, my challenge, as I said earlier, Colleen, and yours as well, because you're advising businesses, you know, our challenge is to be positive and without being Pollyannish. And so
right.
I've been using a couple of terms. I've been saying 2009 is a year to focus on positive reality, but not negative hysteria. What do you think?
I agree. And I think what you just said is positive and the... But I think we need to get clear and focused in 2009. I really do. I think we've been pushing a lot of things under the car. Oh, it's going to get better. It's going to get better. Or yeah. But I think it's here. I really do. I think that it's now the time that we need to go back and look at 2008, but how are we going to handle it in 2009? And we can start in 2 days and saying, well, we're going to be clear and focused. We're going to move on. We're going to make all these, you know, good, you know, get out there, meet new people, connect with old people. But in July, what's our plan? You know, are we exactly where we are right now, or in July have we made some changes? Have we downsized? Have we done this? I've seen more and more businesses, you know, small businesses, where just within these last 2 months have shut down their offices, moved to on home base, and
really?
Unfortunately either taken some of their people with them to go into their own homes, or they had to, you know, separate all their ties because they have to protect themselves, protect their business. It's a hard decision, but they're clear, they're focused, they know where they're going to go with it, and a lot of us need to start doing that. We need to see what's best for our business right now. Is it cutting back on this, or is it escalating? It could be the opposite. It might be that we have to do something else, spend a little bit more money, but it'll get us to where we need to be at a good position mid-year, the end of the year, three-quarters of the year, and then move on for that. But
there may be, this may also be a time to look at some consolidation.
Exactly.
Exactly, strategic alliances. How can two companies who have similar goals share resources?
Mm-hmm.
You know, this may be something that has to be done.
A lot of times, people, they don't want to share, they don't want to, you know, give away anything or do anything else.
Right.
Like you said, kind of swallow your pride and move on. And you want to survive.
There's no shame in surviving.
Exactly. And a lot of partnering is going on. You know, even as a speaker, you know, I'll partner with other speakers. I mean, if we get this gig, you know, we'll share this. You do an hour, I do an hour. Or I can't do this one, you do this one. I'll do the next one, you know. And it's the whole way. And like you said, the strategic alliance is so important. And people need to give up the power, you know, the ego, and do what's best for them, do what's best for their family, do what's best that's going to get them to this 2009 and hopefully into a better 2010.
Is etiquette going to take a back seat in 2009, Colleen?
I hope not.
Are you worried about that? Are you worried that I'm going to lapse into my old ways, Colleen?
I think people get fast and furious. And if anything, at this time right now is when they need to have the competitive edge by being better, by providing better service, by being better leaders. And that's what etiquette is. You know, people always think etiquette is just how you eat, which it's not. That's a major part of it, but it's everything. It's the service end of it. It's the leadership end of it. It's the attitude end of it. That's more etiquette than anything.
So Colleen Rickenbacker, ladies and gentlemen. ColleenRickenbacker.com is the website. You can Google her, too. Colleen, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Oh, always my pleasure, Jim.
Let's have a good 2009 together.
I'm on. You got it.
All right. Thanks, Colleen.
You.
See you next time. Don't forget to send me that book. The Be On Your Best Cultural Behavior, I think is the title. All right. I got to take a quick break. I'll be right back with Karen Post right after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.